All right. Hopefully y'all had a blessed, filled day. And if you didn't, you already know, like I say, God is still God through it all. How y'all doing this evening? Hopefully everybody had a blessed, filled evening, a blessed, filled day, had a good day at work. And hopefully you just had a thanksgiving a day, because every day should be a thanksgiving as long as you are not pushing up daisies. You feel me? Anyway, we're just going to jump right on into the show. I mean, to me, today was an awesome filled day. It was just, all I can say was just awesome. I had a great day at work. I went back, this is my second day going back to work. So, you know, I'm feeling real good because it's been a while since I've been working. I know for those who don't know, you know, I was out of work for a while. But now I am back, and it feels good. It feels really, really, really good. And I so love my coworkers. Oh, my gosh. Shout out to my coworkers. Y'all know who y'all are. I'm not going to do my job for that, but I love you all. They have just been a blessing to me and my family. So I thank you. I thank you. Now, let's jump into this show. Relationship with God. Everybody has to have their own relationship with God. And it's very important to have a relationship with God because he's our creator. We were created because of God. I mean, God sent his son to die on the cross for us. But most importantly, if you have a relationship with God, a person can tell you something. But, you know, sometimes people, they fall for anything where they don't have any type of guidance. So in order to not fall for anything that anyone has to say or does to you, the best thing to do is to have a relationship with God, because he's the ultimate person who can guide you in the right direction. And that's one thing about Satan. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. When he sees what God has in store for you, this is definitely something amazing, because that's one thing about God. We were all born for a purpose. And I mean, but God's purpose is definitely for us to carry out his will. And I mean, God is a loving God, he's a forgiving God, and he just wants us to do, you know, right by other people, look out for one another, and, you know, look out for those that are less fortunate. So that's, I know my purpose. And my thing is, I would love to help others to find their purpose. And, you know, the only reason I can speak on certain things is because I've walked through it, and I'm still going through it as we speak. And that's one thing. The enemy can present false information to us, and the only way of knowing what's true is by educating ourselves. So we can educate ourselves when it comes to the Word of God. We can educate ourselves when it comes to our education, you know, when it comes to careers, to taking ourselves to the next level, or just anything that's going on in the world. So in Hosea chapter 4, verses 16, it speaks of being destroyed because of a lack of knowledge. And the scripture reads, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt not be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget thy children." So, I mean, that scripture is so, that's good. I have so many favorite scriptures, but I do love that one as well, because I always say that same thing. People are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge, and that is so the truth. Now, when it comes to any kind of relationship that we're in, we have to be very, very, very careful of who we speak to, because we can be speaking to our friends or our family members, and they can definitely give us wrong information on how to handle situations. Now, don't get me wrong, you have some people who might have lived through what you're going through, so they can give you guidance that you need. They're going to give you, you know, that hopefully the right information. The person has not handled the situation in a proper way, or they just seem like they're angry and bitter, that's the last person who I'm going to get information from.
I mean, why would I want to get information from somebody who's bitter, angry, because their relationship did not turn out the way they hoped for it to? That means they might want to mess around and sabotage your relationship if that's the case, you know? So that's why it's always best to, yes, you can use advice, but you always have to have your own mind. Know how to seek out the truth and seek out things for yourself. Don't just listen to what someone tells you. You know, you got to dig deep, do some more research into it. So that's very, very important. Knowledge. Knowledge is key. Knowledge is power. So the more knowledge you have, the better off you're going to be.
And that's another thing. When, you know, when people are going through, like, the relationship issues, even when it comes to marriage, people are married too, because I've been married at one point in time. And I learned a lot once I was in my marriage and when I left my marriage. Because that's one thing about us as people. We all have our pride and we have a sense of wanting to be respected by our spouses. Now, I know we have some spouses that, you know, are loving and kind and sweet when they want to be. But everybody has their ways now. And we have some that are just downright nasty when it comes to the lips. But at the same time, we got to be careful what we speak into the atmosphere, because that's one thing we have to remember. God is a God who sits high and he looks low. And he hears and he sees every single thing. And we are going to be held to confidence for our actions and when it comes to judgment day, when it comes to God. So that's why I said it's definitely best to handle situations in a respectful way. You know, I mean, nobody's going to always agree on certain things. So the best thing to do is just to disagree in a loving manner. That's all. You don't have to associate with the person anymore after you've been wrong now. I'm not saying that. That is just foolish. No way, no way. You know, you can still, you know, have a loving disagreement and keep it moving at the end of the day, because nobody's telling you to be a fool at the same time. Because, I mean, if you have somebody who wronged you, why would you put yourself back in that same situation? That does not make any sense. But not even that. When it comes to children, grown children, is that if you have grown children and, you know, they're coming disrespectful or just not coming correct, you don't have to deal with them either. I know some people are like, oh, that's my family, that's my family. Okay, well, you go ahead and let that family bring you down, and, you know, when it comes to your emotions or your feelings, if you want, or when it comes to the financial aspect, it's either or. You have to learn how to stand up for yourself and know, you know what I mean, this is not right, so let me take the high road. Let me do something else. And even with the when we have disagreements, you have to learn how to turn the other cheek. Sometimes, you know, we all just want to have the last word, just want to say this and say this. It's not healthy. It's just not healthy. I would advise to learn how to turn the other cheek. It does not make you a punk. It doesn't make you a weak link or whatever you want to call it. It makes you smarter than the other person, because that's using wisdom. Instead of sitting there trying to argue back, turn the other cheek. Just keep it pushing. Keep it motion. Keep it moving. You don't mean you have to say anything to them. You don't have to entertain what they said just because they then cussed you out and stuff. That's fine. If they cuss you out, who cares? I know it's hard, you know, because it's like, oh, no, I got to let this. All I want to do is to argue with anyone. So, therefore, that's why I keep it pushing. I have no problem turning the other cheek and acting like I never knew that person. But at the same time, if I see that same person and they mean something, you better believe I got them. And that's only because of I have a father. Otherwise than that, I can't even say that, because my heart, it's not wired like that. How God has my heart wired, I have no choice but to help the life force. I have to help anyone who is in need. If it's in my means, absolutely, without a doubt. And it's something that's so dear and near to my heart. It's an outreach ministry, which I
that's just been something that's been on my heart, and I'm trying to work on it and work on it and do what I need to do. So if you know somebody, please contact me at 323-642-1559, or you can send me an email at mcassociates, with the S on the end, the number 4, all, A-L-L, at gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. Now, corruption in Delaware. I received a letter from Kent County Family, from the Family Court of the State of Delaware. In regard to a complaint I filed against the call center representative, who was very rude, nasty, and she hung up on me. Now, I had been calling trying to find out some information pertaining to an employee and some other stuff. And this lady just did not want to assist me whatsoever. She went so far as to hang up the phone whilst I was still on it talking, just because she did not want to hear what I had to say. Now, my thing is, I followed protocol, wrote the judge, did the complaint, and you know what this judge had the nerve? His name is Judge Michael K. Newman, or Newell. He had the nerve to write me a letter stating that they listened to the call center representative listened to the call, and got back to him and stated that the call, it was rightfully, they have a protocol where if they feel as though they can terminate the call. That's rude, because that woman terminated that phone call while I was still talking. She did not want to hear what I had to say. She didn't want to assist me. She just wanted to hang up the phone. That is not how you are supposed to handle a client a patron of the court. I mean, they are allowing anyone to work up there, because her attitude is not fit for a call center representative. So, I mean, Kent County Family Courthouse, Judge Newell, yeah, he is not what it is. He's just, that was just so wrong. So, I'm in the process of doing what I do best, get the writing, and voice my opinions and voice myself, because I am tired of getting the runaround. I'm tired of being pushed around. It's just so ridiculous. Shouldn't have to go through that when it comes to trying to get something done for your child. And Ms. Gretchen C. Gilchrist, she's my former attorney. She is right up there at the Family Courthouse with Judge Newell as well. So I am trying to have Ms. Gilchrist removed from her position, because she should have never been there in the first place because of her lack of experience, as well as she lied to her clients and told them that she didn't tell them anything. Excuse me. She didn't tell them anything. So how can she be helping when she's not? Lady just lied through her teeth completely, because she knew that she had the position for purchase. She knew she had the position, but yet she failed to notify her clients. And not even that, she falsified documentation on her application of the boards and commissions application. I mean, it's just sickening, and it's sad how they can feel as though they can say, okay, and the judge wrote it in a letter now and stated that what transpired was deemed, what transpired, they felt as though it was justified, and she followed protocol by hanging up the phone on me, because talking about something, because she could not further assist me. Excuse me? How would she know she could further assist me if she hung up so quick? That's why I said, I've been using, oh my goodness, Delaware, King County Family Court, they are not for women. That's all I can say. I mean, it's ridiculous. It is truly, truly ridiculous is what you have to go through
in order to get any type of assistance. And I'm just trying my best to do what I got to do. Even the Attorney General's office has not heard one single thing from the fraud investigator dealing with voter registration fraud. I mean, they sent my 14-year-old mentally challenged daughter a voter registration card, and no one has told me anything as of yet. And we're in January, about to be February. I mean, what kind of foolishness is that? This can't keep happening. Cannot keep happening. It's totally, totally ridiculous. So, y'all just look out. Just keep out. Keep an eye out for those things. And I will definitely keep you updated. Definitely keep you updated. Because gotta do something. Gotta do something. Can't just sit around. Can't just keep sitting around. Time for action plan. Action plan. This was a new year. So, therefore, it's time to do things a little totally different. And, you know, just kick it up a couple notches this year. To do what you got to do. Because, I mean, this is a year of fulfillment. So we should be ready, taking off running, ready to do what we got to do. Now, when it comes to the Trump presidency, all I can say is please pray. Yeah, just keep on praying because, Lord have mercy. It got to remain hopeful. Have to remain hopeful that God is going to do. Yeah, God is going to, you know, a move of God is definitely on the way, and He's going to do exactly what He's going to do. Point blank, no ifs, ands, or buts about that one. Because God is an awesome God, and He's an on time God. So, my friends, when it comes to relationships with God, I just hope that this word encourages you and strengthens you, that you will carry it on and, you know, just take it through your everyday life, just know, like, why am I listening to this person? I shouldn't be listening to this person. This person hasn't went through nothing. So what kind of advice can they give me? That's pretty much what it is. So, you know, we just gotta stay focused on what needs to be done, the task at hand when it comes to your life, because your life is important. Nobody's going to do what they can to assist you. You have some people out there that's willing to assist you no matter what. And then you have some who are totally like, nah, I'm okay, I'm cool, I'm not worried about that person or that person. Like, I can't do that. Definitely can't do that. I have to be, are you okay? Are you okay? Whoever I come into contact with. So, you know, but either way, I definitely want y'all to take it easy. And, you know, just try to work on your relationship with God. That means knowing God. That means knowing God for yourself. Your own personal relationship with God. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Nothing like it whatsoever. Nothing like it. So before I end this show, I would love to say thank you to all those who support me and supported me from day one. I appreciate you, I appreciate you, I appreciate you. Share, like, tell other ones to come on and listen to this good word. And with that said, I am going to leave you good people. I'm not going to keep talking your head off about the same thing. I'm trying to get a couple people in here, so I just have to see if they're willing to do so or to come on the show. I have a lot of great topics. We're going to talk about, Christian dating and waiting until marriage in order to have sex, because it's a lot of children that's popping up pregnant. I mean, my daughter who's 13, one of my children who's 13, she let me know that one of the girls that, you know, that I know, that we all know from school, it's too hard out here to raise a child right now. I'm serious. It truly, truly is. So that's why we have to let them know. Because, you know, when it comes to doing different things, it's just a must. That's all. It's just a must. Gotta let people know. So, you know, may our hearts be resilient and never weary in well doing.
because we always got to know God is always by our side. He does not put too much on us that we cannot bear. So keep that in mind. Please keep that in mind. And that's one thing we have to understand. All good is for us. And all will never fail us or forsake us. So we got to know, you know, yeah, we did such and such, but we picked ourselves up, dusted off, and got right back on it and did the same and just went full force at whatever you were doing. So, you know, just try to, you know, just try to be the best that we can and live righteous as best as possible as we can. And, you know, just try to live according to God's word and help one another, love one another. Don't shun away, you know, your enemy or your neighbor or whatever you want to call it. Always just, you know, try to be helpful and do the right thing. That's the only way to live, doing the right thing. That's called, that's another form of that thankless. When you're doing the right thing, man, can nobody stop you from anything you want to do. You can do whatever you want to do. You want to be president, you can be president. Straight up, just like that. We got to know our weaknesses. So that's the definite. So without ado, I am going to, I'm definitely going to end this show because my time is up before they cut me off while I am speaking. But I thank you for tuning in. And you, it's the link down below. Follow, 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 so that way every time my show airs, you will already be on here, on and popping. And, you know, put that reminder in your phone, like, oh, it's 6:30. Hopefully our radio show's on. All right, y'all. Y'all have a blessed evening. I love y'all, and take it easy. Peace, love, and happiness.